Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify you, everlasting God. Thank you for making us to see a new day. Thank you, Lord, for being by our side. Thank you for your leading, for your guidance, for your provision. Thank you for your healing power upon us. Hallowed be your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for the souls that have been won into your kingdom, for all those who the world has touched and brought about a total transformation in their lives. And we say glory be unto you. We commit today's broadcast to your hands, and we say, Lord, take control, speak to each and every one of us, and at the end of the day, Lord, let there be salvation of souls, let there be healing, let there be deliverance, and draw us closer to you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are once again welcome to Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God, in His infinite mercies, will do something extraordinary to you this day, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Using the Right Keys. Using the Right Keys. And I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 127, and reading from verse 1 to 2. Verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible there tells us that unless the Lord builds the house, one may be laboring in vain. May you not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. May the Almighty God give you the grace to rely on Him, to trust in Him, to depend in Him. And as you do so, He will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There, say we are talking about using the right keys. And keys are the items that is used to open or close a lock. I pray that the Almighty God will open that door of blessing, that door of joy, that door of peace, that door of victory unto you and to every member of your household, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One thing you need to know, brothers and sisters, is that no matter how long you try, no matter how long you may wait, if you are not using the right key, the door will never open. So, brothers and sisters, no matter what, every lock has a key. And may the Lord open your eyes to know the key to use for the specific lock. Because every challenge of our life needs a key for it to be able to leave us. And God will grant us victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of John chapter 5, 1 to 17, I will not read it. But we know the story of the man by the pool of Bethsaida. And that man, he has been using the wrong key. He feels that, okay, it's only when the angels come and stir up the water that he will get his healing. But thank God for His mercy. On that day, Jesus Christ came. He was busy telling Jesus about his predicament rather than asking Jesus the right question, that Jesus come and heal me. But Jesus showed him his mercy on that day, even though it took him a long time to ask Jesus to heal him. And at the end of the day, Jesus was able to heal him and he got his healing. Today, the Almighty God will show you his mercy. He will show his mercy. So mercy is one of the keys by which we can open doors. When we pray for the mercy of God, the mercy of God will wipe away every form of judgment that has been placed over us. The judgment that have not allowed us to be who God has ordained us to be. By the mercy of God, they can be wiped away. You will be the beneficiary of the mercies of God this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will show you his mercy in the name of Jesus. Another key by which we can open doors, you can find out in the book of John, John chapter 14, reading from verse 15. It says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. And it says in verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Do you love this Jesus? It's only those who love him that he can turn situation around for them. In Romans 8, verse 28, he says, and we know that those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Can it be said that you truly love this God? It's not you just saying, I love God. But if God is going to appraise you, will he be able to appraise you and say that this my son, this my daughter loves me? It tells us that for you to love God, you must keep his commandment. Can it be said that you are doing that? Brothers and sisters, let us love God with our heart. A genuine love for God. With a genuine love for God, that is a key that we need to be able to open the doors of speedy answers to our prayers. That even before you pray, even before you ask, God is ready to do it for you. Why? Because you love him. The Bible tells us also in the book of Psalm 1 verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who dwell not in the counsel of the wicked, nor walk in the ways of the sinners, nor sit in the seats of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. What is your delight? Do you delight in the law of the Lord? Do you meditate in his word day and night? Brothers and sisters, meditating in the word of God, it's another key. When you are confused, you read the word of God and you begin to meditate upon the word of God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will begin to reveal unto you mysteries. That which you do not know, he will reveal unto you. Why? Because you have meditated upon his word. He will give you those insights that you do not know. Because the mystery things are hidden in his word. The key that you need can be found in the word of God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will reveal those things you do not know to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another key that we can use is that key that is called the grace of God. The grace. May you be beneficiary of the grace of God. Almost somebody say that there are no great men, but there are men that have been engraced. There are men who are beneficiaries of the grace of God. Why don't you ask for his grace? When God gives you his grace, you'll be able to do great and mighty things for his glory. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading from verse 10. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Apostle Paul speaking there. See, and his grace towards me was not in vain. The grace of God towards you will not be in vain. He said, on the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, But the grace of God that is with me, brothers and sisters, Apostle Paul was talking here that it was by the grace of God he was able to do those things he did while he was here on earth. Why don't you emulate him? Why don't you seek for the grace of God? The grace is a key. When you have the grace of God, you begin to do great and mighty things in his name. Another thing that we need to know is the knowledge. Knowledge, it tells us in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, say, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you know not. The Bible tells us that you perish. You perish because of lack of knowledge. Brothers and sisters, seek after knowledge. Seek after knowing this God. Seek after understanding him. And by so doing, you have the key to that mystery. You have the key that will take you away from that confusion. When you get to the crossroad of life, why don't you ask him, God, Father, what should I do? Show me what I should do. Brothers and sisters, seek after knowledge. Seek after knowledge. Not only spiritual knowledge, in every area of life, seek after knowledge. Don't be an ignoramus. In every area of your life, try to seek after knowledge. The more you know, the more you will be able to move forward. Another thing that we need to know, another key, is hard work. Hard work. Don't be lazy. Don't be slothful. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, he said, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And also in Proverbs 12:24, say, the hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. May you not be put to forced labor. May you be diligent. May you do whatever you are assigned to do excellently. And as you do so, you will see yourself being elevated. You cannot expect to be elevated, and you are not doing that task, that simple task that you are given. You are not doing it excellently. You are doing it wishy-washy. Don't do so, brothers and sisters. And finally, another key that we need is the key of faith. Is the key of faith. You need to exercise your faith in this God. Your faith must be visible. Your faith must be visible. Not an invisible faith, not a faith that you just say by mouth, but let your faith be visible. Let the whole world see that indeed you have that faith. And as you exercise it, the Almighty God will honor it, because there is no way you can please God without faith. And may the Lord help you and help me. Brothers and sisters, all these things we are talking about, it's about those who know Jesus. It's about those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Have you done so? If you have not done so, this is an opportunity for you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names up in the book of life, and let them never go back to their vomit. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.